When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
All right, it's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. And Sue, you were just talking about, so you had the story about how to defrost meat. This, I actually love that that was your kicker today, because I didn't know that was what you were going to talk about. Mm-hmm. And it's always a process to defrost something for dinner. Usually in our house, we do like turkey meat for meatballs or meatloaf or chicken or steak. Like those are the three kinds of things that we always have. And I always have like a little pan in my sink with water, and it's like that's what I do.
That's what a lot of people do. They put it in a bowl of cold water, but it takes a long time to defrost that way, or they try to do it the really quick way and microwave it, and that's never a good idea. Well, it cooks it unevenly, and you always have like the end that like actually cooks through.
Yeah,
it's
and
just
it looks
kind of
nasty.
And yeah, it's not good. So,
but I like your method. Your Saran wrap.
Yeah,
thing.
You can just put Saran wrap down on a granite or quartz countertop and put the meat down on that and flip it like halfway through. It'll be done in an hour. But a lot of people, like I know my mom did the bowl of water all the time.
Oh God. It was like, that's what I knew in my house, in the sink.
Mm-hmm.
Like it would start in the microwave on a plate. Just like when my mom was going to work, whatever she was going to defrost, it would just go not on, just leave it in there because we had dogs and cats and everything.
Yeah.
So it would go in there where it was solid frozen. And then at home, to get it quicker, it would always go into a bowl of water. But I don't know. We have a couple people calling, so we'll see. Maybe they have some ideas and tips. So hi, Morning Magic. Who's this?
This is Mike. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you, Mike?
Good. Just giving you a little bit of knowledge, if I may.
Yeah, sure.
So when you thaw meat, you can't thaw it out in just water because that is not safe for the food.
Yeah.
You have to thaw it in running potable water. The water needs to be running and it needs to be potable. It just can't sit in a pan of water.
Got it. Okay. So they say that that's not the best way anyway. Have you ever tried just putting it on a counter or between two like cast iron skillets?
So I'm actually in the food service industry. I've been my whole life. So most of my experience has been at work. And we always use the pot of the method. We take like a big bucket and put like the 50 pounds of chicken in it and just let the water run over it. We try to always be organized and have it pulled out ahead of time. But at home, it's not really not as much as I cook at home. But I just wanted to say, because if you let the meat sit in the water, it causes the bacteria grows in that water. It's got to be running out of a bucket into the drain.
Oh, okay. So the bowl of water is not safe. It has to be running water.
Oh, so nothing, no sitting pools of water at all. Just run, like the water needs to be like running off of it.
It needs to run like out of a bowl, like so it's continually changing the water. Otherwise, that particles of meat that are breaking off could cause the chance of bacteria growing.
Oh, God. Oh, my God, I've been doing it that way my whole life.
I know.
Oh
so many people do.
Yeah.
Oh,
listen, my parents, when I was a kid, my parents used to thaw the turkey out overnight in the drain board, and I'm still alive, so.
I know. That's true.
Thank you so much, though. I really do appreciate that. Thanks for calling.
All right, guys. Enjoy your show. Thank you.
Yes. Have a great day. Bye-bye. It's funny what we endured as kids. I remember eating raw hamburger. My mother would be making meatballs, and I would take the raw hamburger and eat it.
Oh, God, yeah. And
I didn't even care.
Oh,
and I
batter with raw eggs?
Oh, raw eggs all the time.
Scoops of it. Scoops of it, Sue, and we're still here to talk about it.
I know.